As the afternoon sun started to dip, Onker and Badger made their way along the shoreline, searching for a suitable hiding place for Onker to stay. It might have been his imagination, but Badger felt that the air had suddenly become heavier, and it seemed that the ripples of the water were trying desperately to reach them, perhaps to lick their worries away, or maybe just to warn them not to stray too far.
This will do, Onker. You can stride across those rocks and sit under the branches of that tree. I will need to leave you, I'm afraid, as I need to make sure that everyone is okay and be brought up to date with any news. If you run into any problems, call out and help will come.
I'll be just fine. Thank you, Badger. For everything.
Crouching beneath the restless branches of a willow tree, the chatter of a family of goldfinches gave Onker a strange kind of reassurance that despite the horror of the impending arrival of the tours, the little world around him right now posed no danger. It was only when the evening shadows had started to steal the last gasp of sunlight that he started to listen out for any sound. Any movement, any sign at all that could alert him to anything approaching. With one ear on listening duty, he allowed himself to drift into a light sleep, for what good would he be tomorrow if exhausted? What was that? Onker thought and sprang up from his sleeping position.
Oh, what? What?
Oh! Hello, Onker! It's only me, Claudia. Badger asked me to pop along and see if you were okay.
Oh, Auntie! I didn't see you arriving. Yes, I'm fine. Any news?
The tours came yesterday, but left before dark. There's one with a big hat who seems to be running things, and I've seen him before somewhere, so I suspect he might know the water quite well. Now that they've been once, they'll return. Maybe even later today. So you must stay here, hidden for a while. I need to head back now, before it gets too light. But I will be back again. Keep strong. Don't go wandering off.
No fret. I'm staying put. Thank you, Auntie.
Oi, Onker. I know you're there, I can see you.
Where are you?
Well, where do you think a fish is going to be? In a tree. Down here to your right.
I know you're a fish, but I can't see you in the water. It's hard unless you move. Oh, got you now. Hi.
Hey, did you manage to get any rest last night?
A little. But my mind is racing and I need to stay alert.
Well, it was quiet, but today there might be some trouble.
I know. Claudia has just been to see me.
Oh, the little mice army's good, aren't they? I've got a lot of time for that, Claudia. And she seems to have taken a special shine to you, hasn't she?
We're family now.
Yeah, whatever.
Have you family?
We live in a commune, brother. We're all one big family. That's how we survive.
They say you are the guardians of the water and visit the buildings without souls. What are they like? The buildings.
Empty and slowly dying, but they will never be forgotten. Whilst we remain in this water, our job is to keep telling the tale of the flooded village and continue to ring the church bell.
You ring the bell?
Oh, I, yeah. But only on them nights when we feel the need for the underworld to be heard again. Now listen up. We've agreed to ring it to warn everyone when the tours attack. Well, that's what I wanted to tell you. The bells will ring out should the tours' dogs get your scent or you've been spotted. When that happens, you've got to come to the shore and wait for me.
Oh, and then what?
and then Onkar. Let's see if you can survive. You've just got to trust us.
But what can you do? Oi! Where have you gone? Fish! Are you still there? Fish! Fish! What if I don't trust you? What if I can't trust you? What if I don't know how to trust? Not even if I want to.
This self-confession was a new experience for Onkar, for he had never had to doubt his decisions before, or been placed in the vulnerable position of relying on others. But then he had never known friendship like this before, or faced imminent death. The morning sunshine brought a renewed courage, with the dark hours of night and the dawn chat with fish belonging to another life. The wind song through the trees elevated his spirits. How could such a place of beauty ever become a war zone? Perhaps the Tors had inspected the landscape and felt no need to return. Perhaps he could just lie here and soak up the sun forever. In this newfound relaxed state, Onkar soon drifted off into a deep sleep, waking only when a tap on his shoulder broke into his dreams.
Well, would you look at Sleeping Beauty? We're not a care in the world. Wake up, you black kitten. I got some news for you.
Oh, blimey, Harry. What time is it?
It's time for you to listen. I'll listen hard. The Tors are parked up on the North Shore, but it's not looking like they're making any moves yet. Our sixth sense tells us that they will try and take us on later. My thinking is that too many of the little people paddling and roaming around to make a fight of it. There'd be too many screams if they see blood, so they would. So sit tight, kitten, and we'll be back when needed, to be sure.
Thanks, Harry. Take it easy.
10 to 1 off Laura with a left hook. I've worked hard for this moment, so I have. So see you later.
Yeah, see you later, Harry.